The number of lung injuries caused by vaping is growing in New York, and as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, many of those cases are concentrated in Monroe County.
More than half of the 31 vaping lung injuries in the State Health Department's Western New York region have been treated at one hospital, Strong Memorial in Rochester. The University of Rochester Medical Center, which runs Strong, says this doesn't mean that Rochester is the center of an epidemic. They say doctors across upstate New York routinely refer complex cases to URMC. The vaping injuries they see include damage to the lining of the lungs and blood vessels. Sometimes the lungs start to fill with blood. Patients end up on ventilators. But who doctors should tell about these cases is not always clear. URMC says it encourages clinicians to report unusual cases to government agencies, but county and state health officials say there's no legal requirement to do that. The Monroe County Health Department says it's gotten some information from local hospitals, but spokesman Ryan Horry says the lack of a legal requirement means there are likely cases that have been left out. At Rochester Regional Health, doctors have seen at least 3 cases of lung injuries caused by vaping. Pulmonologist Gary Dudek says the state needs to be collecting comprehensive data from local hospitals.
There are so many different products, and the patients that I've talked to get most of their products over the internet and have no idea where they're coming from or what they contain. So it's impossible to really know what the risk is for any product unless it's studied.
Dudek says he used to recommend nicotine vaping to some patients who were unable to quit their cigarette habit. He says now he's reluctant to make that suggestion because of how little information is available about what's causing vaping-related lung injuries. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.